Yeah, well, I got there. I woke up around just before 7. I heard the fire engines, and I live about 100 metres from the hospital. So I went outside to the back of the house, and I saw really thick black smoke.
Mm.
But I thought it was the Schwartz Oval next door to us. So I got in the car, and I went to have a look, and it was a hospital. So we were across the road, and the fire trucks were on the main road. It was a roadblock. The water trucks were coming to refill the fire trucks. And the smoke just got bigger and bigger, and the fire got bigger and bigger, and the smoke was immense. So, we didn't get too close. We were close enough. We were about probably 50 metres away from the road. So.
And what does it mean in terms of medical provision on Nauru now? Can it function properly in terms of delivering adequate medical provision to people that come in with serious illness?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess basic stuff they would have, because they have the emergency ward and they have medical supplies there, although they're supposed to be for the emergency. You know, they can give you medicine for what, 2 or 3 days, and then you have to see the doctor and go to the pharmacy. But I don't, like the public health centre may have some medicine, but I don't know how much have.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to get an answer on whether the hospital has a bigger supply off-site somewhere else, or still at the hospital, but in a container or a room somewhere other than the pharmacy.
And the pharmacy was one of the four buildings that was destroyed in the fire?
Yes, the pharmacy as well as the medical store, which is where the storage is for the medicine.